Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Carolina busted out just in time. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels might have avoided another halftime tongue-lashing from Hubert Davis by holding scrappy East Tennessee State scoreless over the last minute of the first half Tuesday night. In their victory over USC Upstate Saturday, they were winning the statistical battle but could never put the Spartans away until late in the game. That led to an uncharacteristic response by Hubert that made bigger news than their eventual 18-point win. This time they completed a 12-0 run in the first 90 seconds of the second half and never looked back to eventually lead by 27 points. Davis cleared his bench in a 77-58 victory that was only 1 point more than the last win, but dominating by comparison. ETSU was a better team with a better record than Upstate, but couldn't handle the Heels and Henry Vesa, who finished with a career-high 26 points and missed just one shot of his 11 from the floor and foul line. His field goal percentage of 90.9 tied the fourth highest by a Tar Heel in the Smith Center and tied for the fifth best by any player in the 41-year history of the Dean Dome. His game continues to explode from his 2 years at Arizona, and together with freshman postmate Caleb Wilson, are pointing the number 12 Heels toward ACC contention. "We want to dominate points in the paint," Davis said of his team's 36-22 advantage, "because Henry and Caleb are pretty good. And that opens up everything for us on the offensive end. They can score, but they can really pass. And when they are double-teamed, they're patient enough to find the open man, whether it's a guy on the perimeter or another teammate cutting to the basket." The dynamic duo scored the last 4 points of a 15-0 run for a 66-39 lead that assured their 10th win against one loss, Carolina's best start since 2017-18. With senior Seth Trimble about ready to return, Davis got 19 points in 66 minutes from his bench, which has been a benefit of Trimble's injury, and they were part of an effective zone defense that looked like it had been practiced. Having 11 different players from last season's team, Davis and his staff seem to be building great chemistry, which is not easy with a new roster. And with at least 2 Quad 1 wins, the Heels will chase a third against Ohio State in the CBS Sports Classic Saturday in Atlanta, Wilson's hometown, and should draw a loud crowd. Carolina shot 64% in the first half, 54 for the game, and had 18 assists on 27 made baskets, and committed just 7 turnovers. Point guard Kyan Evans had a great 30 minutes with 6 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and 0 turnovers. "It's a good start for us, but there's a lot of improvement to go, a lot of hard work," Davis said. This is Archansky. See ya.